It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Bemidji State University had made the jump to Division I hockey, but had never been rewarded for their successes at the small college level once they made the jump to Division I. That all changed in 2004. Bucky's Legends continues with Tom Ceratori next on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State men's hockey team had played in a couple of CHA finals, just one win away from making their first ever Division I national tournament. They came up short twice before they won it all in Grand Rapids, Minnesota. Tom Ceratori said he knew long before that tournament in Grand Rapids that that team was special.
I thought something good might happen the whole year. We had a good hockey team, Schultze, and everything led up to having a good year. When you take a look at what we accomplished the previous 2 years, we won the CHA. We lost Niagara in one of the CHA championship games, and we lost to Wayne State in the other CHA championship game in 03. And we had a little saying on the back of our T-shirts that year, our workout shirts: "It's time." And Brendan Cook came up with that. And we kind of built for that senior class. It was a great senior class, led by Cookie, Andrew Murray, Peter Janssen was in that group. But it was a great group of guys, and we had outstanding leadership. Jean Guy Gervais was a junior, and he just provided tremendous leadership. He was an alternate captain. And we just had a good feeling about that group because, again, they just did things the right way off the ice, on the ice. We were talented. We had a great work ethic. We felt we were deep in all positions. So, it would have been disheartening if we would have lost, put it that way. If we'd have lost to Alabama and Grand Rapids, that would have been disheartening because we never planned what's going to happen if we do lose. We really had we had quiet confidence. We had quiet confidence, that group, and I know the coaching staff did.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.